We hear it often, and not just from Hawaii sources. Our state has the highest per capita rate of homelessness. Over the last 18 months, Governor Ige has made it a top focus for his administration. County mayors are grappling with varying support for the Housing First initiative. And the legislature this time around, well, one lawmaker made news by asking homelessness to be considered a medical issue. Now nearing the end of the legislative session, and the budget in play, we wondered how the state's homelessness coordinator is assessing the process. Scott Morishige joins us now. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Pethan.
Watching the budget and seeing what's in, what's out, and also what has even made it to that process has given a real slice of how lawmakers are viewing homelessness this time around. How would you peg their response?
Well, I think it continues to be supportive. I think we're really appreciative that we've received sustained funding for some of the key priority areas that we believe the administration are most important, such as, you know, sustaining funding for Housing First to be offered statewide, continuing investment for the Rental Housing Revolving Fund so we can construct new affordable housing rental units, and also investing in new key areas such as increasing levels of funding for the Department of Health so we can specifically target services for unsheltered homeless people who are dealing with serious mental illness or with addiction.
We've seen some of the units come online. Now, that's through the city, obviously. Mm-hmm. And that project where there are 42 studios that we saw mm-hmm. in urban Honolulu, also the building that's on Baratania. But looking at how people are reacting to some of that also seems to be changing in two different ways. Either people are really getting much more into the idea that we're all going to have to do this together, or there seems to be that NIMBYism raising its head and thinking about Central Union Church's response to that with yes in my neighborhood. How much more of that are we seeing?
Well, I think definitely over the past few years, we have an increased education and awareness in the community. So I think people are much more familiar with the issue of homelessness than they were, like I said, just a few years ago. But at the same time, I think because homelessness continues to be very visible and it's something that people see every day on their way to work, on our streets and sidewalks and overlooking the H1 in some areas, that there's also a growing level of frustration at the same time. As an administration, we know that our focus has to be on the unsheltered, chronically homeless individuals, those who are the hardest to place. So again, you know, we're working together with the legislature trying to find funding for those with mental health, who need mental health treatment and need, you know, additional treatment for substance abuse and addiction, and really making sure we can create opportunities to connect people to services and housing whenever possible.
We've yet to see this year's point in time count. So we don't really have that sense of reflection yet. We won't see those for a couple of months in terms of, you know, statewide. But as you have been looking at some of the numbers and the preliminary data that you've seen, how is it comparing to the way we were approaching last year and the numbers that we were looking at last year?
So I think just one of the things the administration really has been focused on is performance, and especially performance metrics for the funds, public funds that we're investing to address homelessness. So in February, we executed new contracts for all of our homeless services throughout the state. And we put really specific benchmarks on that were really housing focused, looking at increasing the number of people getting housing. We've gotten data back for the first 2 months of those contracts. And the monthly average so far is nearly double the rate of exits to permanent housing compared to the monthly average from the year before. So just through really putting more of a focus on these housing metrics in our existing contracts, we've been able to increase the number of people moving through our shelter system to permanent housing. We also know, working together with all four counties, we utilize Governor Ige's emergency proclamation to accelerate the county's ability to bring housing online. So in terms of, you know, key accomplishments, I think we have a number of new units specifically dedicated for homeless people. We're looking at the performance data for the contracts, and we are seeing the numbers of people going to permanent housing increasing. And I think that's a very positive sign. There's always more work to be done. But I think the fact that we're making this forward progress, it's something that we need to just continue forward on.
Knowing that the number of people that you've been able to place into permanent housing has now doubled, looking at the February mm-hmm. numbers, that seems to indicate, too, that we're going to see an acceleration of the need for units, and mm-hmm. clearly not those that are going to get built in the blink of an eye, but having to go back into the community and see where a family might be placed or where an individual might be placed. Are people getting any more open to that? Are landlords understanding kind of what part they play in this? I mean, we had landlord summits. We've done all kinds of things to be able to make the case. And as you say, educating over the last 18 months. But do people understand that?
I think that there's more people who are familiar than previously, but I think that there's still a long ways to go in terms of education and the comfort level. But I think, you know, what we can do, you know, as the state, and I think the city and the counties are doing this as well, is we're looking at the contracts that help people get into homes and really providing support in those contracts for landlords. So helping landlords with any cover any damages that might result for the unit, providing support for the landlord in terms of having case management be on call 24/7. Those are things that we are doing to try and encourage more landlords to come to the table.
This year at the legislature, we heard a very different view of homelessness in the two measures that we saw come from Senator Green. Both of those measures, SB 2 and 7, went down to defeat. Nothing happened with them in that way. But they did start a conversation, mm-hmm. and a conversation that went well beyond Hawaii into places even around the world and certainly across the nation. Given that conversation and where that might go, how do you look at that and see it as either a boon to what we may do with homelessness or something that may thwart something that you want to do if we're talking about using, you know, Medicaid funds to be able to house people?
Well, I think definitely, you know, Senator Green's legislation really brought the issue to the forefront. And I think that's a very positive thing because there's such a strong intersection between healthcare and homelessness. And I think for Governor Egan, for the administration, we're not waiting for legislation to go through. We've really been pushing forward for a long time now on getting permission from the federal government to use our Medicaid dollars to support case management to get people into housing. Right now, the government doesn't allow Medicaid to be used for rent or for construction, but we can use it for case management services to help people get into homes and to stay in homes. So we're working on a waiver to our Medicaid program right now. We're very hopeful that that will go through as early as October. And we've been engaging in regular discussions with the five health plans to figure out, once this waiver amendment goes through, how do we actually implement it and get it on the ground. And I think those are things we don't need to wait for legislation to move forward. And the governor really is pushing the administration to make sure that we continue moving in that direction.
We only have a couple more minutes, but I wanted to ask you, how threatened do you feel the Medicaid dollars are at this point?
I think, you know, we do need to keep an eye on things at the federal level. I know that, you know, there's a number of entitlement programs that I think we need to keep very careful watch on. But again, we're pushing forward with what we can do here at the local level. And I think just for that same population with Medicaid, we're also looking at making sure we have the federal dollar, or the state dollars, again, to support mental health and substance abuse treatment services, and really looking at how can we compare that with other types of resources coming up to really help effectively get people into housing and keep them housed.
You put a lot of effort into Housing First. We also have a bill that was in conference earlier today, HB 83. You've mm-hmm. been pretty vocal about that one. That is looking at the idea of having, you know, safe zones, being able to look at whether this would be a viable thing or not. As that now has made it through, and don't know exactly what has happened with it yet this morning, but how are you judging that relative to this track that you've been on for Housing First? Does this thwart that entirely?
Well, I think with the issue of safe zones and formal homeless encampments, we really want to be cautious because we know, just very practically speaking, here in Honolulu, when we tried it in the past in Ala Park in the early 1990s, it was not successful. And same goes for other communities that have tried it. I think in the current version, the bill asks for a working group to study the issue. I think the Hawaii Interagency Council on Homelessness has studied this issue previously and determined that safe zones are very problematic. However, we realize that we do need to be flexible in how we approach the issue of homelessness, and we really need to look at different ways that we can encourage people to get off the streets. And one of the things that we've been looking at is a concept of navigation centers, similar to the Halemaʻaliʻiola facility at Sand Island. And so maybe this dialogue can be a way of how can we support more navigation centers to come online that aren't necessarily homeless shelters, but places that people can get off the street quickly and then transition quickly into permanent housing.
All right. Well, on that note, we'll let it go. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you, Bethan.
Scott Morishige is the homelessness coordinator for the state of Hawaii.